Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at the actress Julianne Moore.
Aha.
She's a 1-3 manifester on the right angle cross of consciousness in the quarter of mutation. She's a third color, right fix, triple split.
Yep.
She has an unconscious 6447 and an unconscious 634. She has an electromagnetic 3536 and then a conscious 4037, with the 40 also unconscious. And then that's all split off from this unconscious 2838 and this electromagnetic 1858.
Yep, and a manifestor.
And a manifestor to boot.
Yeech.
With a purely open G.
Right, 1-3 profile.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just look at this definition. And this is an actress, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just
a good one.
Yeah, just keynoting her. You know, I was looking at the jack of all trades, you know, moving around a lot.
She was an army brat.
Oh, okay. Well, that takes care of that. And struggling with the community and dissatisfied and, you know, insatiability, you know, the struggle that, and, and then with the doubts and confusion that comes with that up there.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, the only thing she really knows about is community. And, you know, if you read interviews with her, it's like the most important thing for her is her family, right?
Right?
I mean, she wants to be with them all the time. It's all about her family. And really, all of the rest of this is, I think, is just sort of going on, right? And that in some ways, she just kind of relaxes into that. I mean, as an army brat, she, you know, she moved around all of these places.
It,
she had to get used to it. It's interesting, she kind of, you know, of course she doesn't know human design, she doesn't know that she has a completely open G, right? But she talks about that, you know, this whole thing about feeling invisible and not being noticed, and that the good thing about that is that it teaches you to be empathetic. She talks about the fact that in her head she becomes this completely different person, but then when she sees actually the film, that the problem with that is it's always still her face, right? And she's like, I can't get rid of my face, right?
No, it's just so funny. I mean, with the open G and the abilities those people have to enter into a role.
Mm-hmm.
11th gate, second line, she just has a knack for imagination applied to the role. And, you know, the 4th gate, 5th line, you know, she gets these seductive parts. She has a 5th line of seduction. Defined solar plex, so there's a warmth, there's a heat around her, you know, there's
She says she responds to the material or not, right? And that she likes story, and that's what she's attracted to, even more than the character, that, you know, it's no fun to be a great character if it's not a good story.
Right.
And that basically with the character is something she has to understand, and she has to believe in this, right? and you can see this, you know, basically this logical part of her, this abstract part of her that's so important. There's got to be a good story, and she's got to kind of understand, there's got to be a logic to it. And then she can really, you know,
get into the movie, not just the role.
Yeah.
Well, we just saw her in The Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where she played this kind of Nazi whatever.
She's a wild artist, actually.
Yeah. And I looking at her design and seeing, okay, here's this 1-3 manifester, defined ego, emotional. She probably benefits from this triple split, that it takes her a little while to get clear, you know, because these different aspects of her then have their time to speak within her being. If this was a single definition person, I think, I mean, to say duh, it would be a very different experience for her.
Well, and I think that she also has this capability to access these different parts of her.
Right.
I mean, we saw her in, you know, A Single Man, okay? She was in that.
Uh-huh.
And she talked about her research for that these kind of wealthy women, you can't tell if they're talking, if they're posh or if they're drunk. And so this study that she sort of did of the Julie Christie in the 60s and kind of, and then these, you know, these party girls, to kind of get that, you know, because that was really the most noticeable thing
Right.
about her in that movie was the way that she spoke, right?
Right.
And I think, again, this unconscious, you know, 2838, this is that acoustic part of her. There's this visual part of her.
Right.
There's this tribal part of her. It's like, you know, she really has all of these different aspects that she can find within herself. Probably if she likes the material, she can understand this character and believe in them. She can kind of let herself go into it,
right?
Right,
right. No, this right angle cross of consciousness is about consciousness is in the pattern,
mm-hmm.
in the rhythm. And the funny thing is, okay, here's fifth gate first line, which is courage in the face of adversity. Where it's moving to is inner peace is found in finding your rhythm in the, you know, because it's going to move to the second line.
Well, you know, it's also interesting. I didn't know this about her. You know, she started actually in the soap operas. She was in As the World Turns from 85 to 88. And she was playing this nice, good girl. And she said that for some reason, they all think she's very dark. This is the projection on her. I think
right,
it's because
right.
she's a manifestor,
yes.
that she's very dark. And so even in As the World Turned, they created an evil twin. So she had to play both roles,
uh-huh.
right?
She'll be okay with that.
Well, what she really likes is like musicals and light stuff, right? That's what she'd really like to do, right? But she's always getting cast in these kind of dark roles, right? I thought that was really fascinating,
right? Well, I think
right?
with women, that's the challenge when you're strong, is to be looked at, especially as a manifester, as dark or, you know, somebody that, oh, with this defined heart center, people are competing with her and feeling competitive and she's so, you know, a man's chart. I mean, and that's what's so interesting about design. You don't know if it's a man or a woman. It's not gender specific, no racial determinative.
Right. I mean, you know, one of the other things that she said that I thought was so fascinating is that she has to, like, she won't go to movies that only have men in them, right? But it's like she can't enter the story if there isn't a woman there, because that's how she actually enters into the story. I think this is interesting with this 1858
yeah.
that she has and this completely open G.
Yeah.
She does not just relate to the male energy.
She has to enter it.
She has to enter through the feminine, right? And that she actually sees herself as, she represents other women and gives them, you know, their stories access to come out. But I thought that's this combination of the open G of being able to enter, but there's this barrier if there isn't something feminine for her to enter in
right,
through.
Right. No, you
which
know.
Which is, you know, here she is.
For
right?
something, yeah, for her to pump into.
mm-hmm. right. She has all those third lines, seven of them, right?
Right. And the third color. So, you know, it's been a discovery for her. And I think she's come into her own as an actress. Now she's 50.
Right, right.
So it's like when you, 1985, that's 25 years ago. She was about 25 years old.
She was an ingenue at that
But
point.
They picked her to play the FBI in the second Hannibal Lecter movie.
Oh, right. Because Jodie Foster didn't.
Right.
And she actually beat out some very famous actresses for that part.
I think she came across softer in the movie than they wanted her to. They thought they were getting some dark, strong person. And what was communicated to me in that movie was someone who was really woman.
Well, right. There's such, I mean, I haven't seen her in that many things, mm-hmm. but that's my sense of her. There's such a, it's an
feminine.
Interesting,
yeah.
it's a delicacy, but it's like the you know, the iron hand in the velvet glove,
right?
Kind of is the way that, you know, and her chart is kind of like that. She's incredibly strong.
Yeah.
Look at all that definition. There's only one thing that she's conscious of, and that's, you know, I just want to be with my family, right?
Right, right. And generate something.
Right.
You know, can we generate some family here?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 54th gate, ambition,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting noticed, and she has attracted attention. It's funny what you were saying about her as a child feeling that way. As a 1-3, they're really not connected with other people.
Well, she talks about when she was a child, you know, that she was too short and she wore glasses and obviously felt invisible and is moving from town to town to town, you know, so this is one of the ugly ducklings that, you know, really.
Well, look at her, 45-6,
right?
The outsider,
mm-hmm. right?
You
well,
know, and so when you say, well, why would people think she's darker? Oh, she's the queen. She, you know,
Wow, with that
and
defined ego, with
yeah.
that 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, the triple split, we know, this ability to sort of move through people with all of this
Or
energy.
driven, being
Yeah.
driven to connect up.
Yeah.
Well, Teresa, very interesting.
Yes.
But it's time to say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.